Congressman, I understand you know, you're back in Manhattan here. Any particular reason for the trip back to the Manhattan Junction City area?
You know, a couple things going on today. We're going to do a little in-Bath visit, stop and say hi to my good friend Ron Troon, see how he's doing, see how the transition for in-Bath going to USDA is, and then going to go over to Junction City and celebrate their new high school.
Oh, well, fantastic. That's a great facility over there.
I'm looking forward to seeing what they've got done. They got some work to do, but maybe the biggest project in my district since I became a congressman 3 years ago.
Wow. Okay. Well, and I know that it's been a busy week for you out in Washington, D.C. I got word that this week you're the chair of the Republican Study Committee's Healthcare Task Force and unveiled a plan this week. Kind of an overhaul, I guess, maybe, of the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah, exactly. You know, everywhere I go across Kansas, one of the top issues, maybe the top issue people talk to me about, is the cost of health care. And they tell me that the system is broken, that we need to fix it, we need to modernize it. And then the next thing people talk to me is about how personal health care is. And so when we came up with this plan, that was our big emphasis, to make sure that we put the patient and the doctor back in control of their health care. And I want to just take a second and contrast that to what the Democrats are offering. They want to do just the opposite. They want the federal government to take over your health care. We want to empower patients to be in charge of their own health care.
Now, this is the first time we've heard anything, it seems like, on health care in a while. This is an issue that is obviously important to a lot of folks, but why aren't we hearing more about it?
Well, obviously, there's something called an impeachment hearing going on, and really nothing is happening in D.C. for months since this impeachment process started. It's very frustrated. Kansans are very frustrated with it as well. Everywhere I go, people say, you should be working on USMCA, healthcare, infrastructure. This impeachment process is dragging us down.
The plan in particular, what does it do for those with pre-existing conditions?
You know, so that would be the most important step, I thought, of this whole process, was how to fix pre-existing conditions. I sat down with the president about 4 months ago when we were getting into the process, getting down to some more of the details, and he wanted to make sure we were on the same page. And the first thing the president said was, Roger, whatever you do, fix pre-existing conditions. I think we have fixed this pre-existing condition issue better than anybody's ever done before. For the last 4 years of my life, I went to bed, I woke up in the morning thinking about how do we fix pre-existing conditions. We do that through two steps, actually, kind of like a belt and suspenders. Number one is we treat your health care, if you're self-employed, the same as you do if you get your health insurance through your job. And then in addition to that, the suspenders is a federally funded, state-ran reinsurance pool concept where Kansas can figure out its own reinsurance pool for people who develop some of these higher-cost healthcare issues. So I'm very, very proud of it. I think that we will address populations better than anybody's ever done, both vulnerable as well as people who get their insurance through their job and start driving the cost of healthcare down.
Is this intended as a replacement or maybe just an alternative to the Affordable Care Act?
Well, I think we try to take the best parts of the Affordable Care Act, and if states want to keep the Affordable Care Act as is, I think that they can still do that. But we want to give Kansas more options. So I think the way California is going to do this will be different than Kansas, different than Maine, different than Massachusetts. So they can keep the pieces of the Affordable Care Act they want to, but this will improve and start driving down the cost of health care.
All right. Again, we're talking with Congressman Roger Marshall here, the Big First District, on this health care plan. The Republican Study Committee's Health Care Task Force, they've released a plan this week. How would this impact state Medicaid here in Kansas? A lot of places are trying expansion. Kansas hasn't quite done that just yet.
Right. So there's nothing more broken in the healthcare system than Medicaid. What our plan would do is allow Kansas to have more flexibility on how to address those people that need some help. So we're not a big fan of Medicaid expansion, but if states are already done that, we'll give them a 3-year time frame to transition out of that. But we will block grant to the states to make sure the states can take care of those who really need the help. The most vulnerable people are the ones we want to protect.
There's something called a flex grant in there. Can you explain what that is?
Well, I think, again, that's the purpose is to give Kansas more flexibility, okay. How they want to treat people, but what money they want to put into the high-risk reinsurance pool, what money do they want to put in Medicaid, again, giving Kansas as much flexibility as possible.
All right. Well, I've heard President Trump a lot say he likes state control. He wants to give control back to the states. That's something that's maybe a little pushback from the Democrats.
You know, absolutely. So the Democrat plan would be to take over your health care, to double down on their current Obamacare. And people need to realize, number one, is you would lose your health insurance, you get through your job. Number two, it would dilute Medicare. By dilute Medicare, what I would mean is current seniors would not have as good as coverage. They would be put in waiting lines for their health care as well. And finally, the Democrat plan, regardless of what Elizabeth Warren says, is going to double or triple your taxes. She refuses to answer the question, but I think even her own opponents in the Democrat primary realize that her plan would double or triple your taxes.
And for right now, do you think there could be some bipartisan support in this, or you don't have the numbers right now in the House?
Well, under the current situation, no. We started down the track. I thought we could fix pharmacy costs, that we could fix surprise billing, prior authorization issues. And about 3 months ago, the Democrats literally just stopped working with us. They were told by leadership, don't work with Dr. Marshall. He actually wants to get something done. So it's very frustrating. So I don't think anything is going to happen in this Congress with health care, unfortunately. But we will be ready when President Trump wins re-election, when we get the majority back in the House, keep the majority in the Senate, we are going to have a health care plan that's ready to go.
All right. And that sounds like that's the big thing here. This is going to be a push here in 2020 for everyone running for election, including yourself.
You know, I think health care will be one of the top issues, if not the top issue. I think America is going to be faced with a very binary choice in 2020. Do they want a president who wants to double down on Obamacare, or do they want a president who's going to push a health care plan like ours? The president and the White House are on board with our plan. We've been working hand in hand with them. They're going to come out with a plan on their own here soon as well. We'll take the best of theirs, the best of ours, take 2 + 2, and make 8 out of it.
All right. Sounds good. Congressman Roger Marshall again joining us here on News Radio KMAN. Is there any other activities you're involved with right now in D.C. that we're not hearing about?
Oh, there's always issues. So the USMCA agreement is front and center. Probably the most important issue I could do for Kansas right now is pass the USMCA agreement. It would mean thousands of jobs, hundreds of millions of dollars of increased exports to Kansas. That's sitting on Nancy Pelosi's desk. We've had the votes to pass it since maybe May or June. I was proud to be in New York City recently with the president, watching him sign the Japanese trade agreement. That's great for our cattle industry as well as our wheat industry. And, of course, there's some news coming out of China every day. 2 days it's good, 1 day it's bad. But I think overall we're making great progress on agriculture sales to China.
All right. I know a lot of people are interested in seeing maybe that those tariffs go away here at some point. Do you expect that here in the near future?
Well, as long as China keeps their word, mm-hmm. And that's always been the problem, is China says one thing and they do another. I'm very proud of this president for making China be accountable. For decades, they've taken advantage of Kansans, and it's time that someone stands up to them. Otherwise, our children will be working for China someday.
All right. Again, Congressman Roger Marshall, he's also a Senate candidate here in 2020. Back in Manhattan, you plan to go to the game here tomorrow?
Well, we'll see if we get to make it or not. I got a big duck hunt tomorrow morning I'm going to do in Cheyenne Bottoms. I promised some friends I would take them duck hunting tomorrow morning. I was hoping for an afternoon game, but if we can get that limited ducks early, maybe I'll sprint here for an 11 o'clock start. I know it's a homecoming game. Takes me back to memories of homecoming week for me when I was here at K-State. I remember going down to Aggieville and painting all the downtown windows, the front windows, with some type of decorations. I assume we still do that. Maybe I'll get a chance to walk around the city here in a little bit and see what the artists of Kansas State look like.
Absolutely. The festivities have been great all week. I know they have trick-or-treating down there today. The parade is later today at 5 o'clock, and just all kinds of activities going on. Dave, did you have something? Nope. Okay. Anything else, Congressman?
Well, Brandon, I'll just talk about the Senate election for a little bit if you want to. We've had a great first quarter, a great success with fundraising, great coverage by the media. Our grassroots organization is across the state now. Kansas need a conservative that's going to stand beside President Trump and stand up to the socialist agenda. I think that my record speaks for itself. We promised that we would get on the House Ag Committee, that we would write a strong farm bill and turn this economy around. We've done all three of those things before. We'd be proud to bring another senator from the big first district of Kansas and another K-State Wildcat to that Senate seat. So appreciate all the support and the love here in Manhattan.
All right. Again, Congressman Roger Marshall, and again, 2020 Senate candidate here for the state of Kansas. Always appreciate the time and getting a chance to speak with you here on the radio.
You bet, Brandon. Good to be back in Manhattan.
All right. Again, Congressman Roger Marshall here on News Radio KMAN. We'll continue the news after this.